Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies. Ladies, can you hear me?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Are we there yet?
The young man ended up dead, needless to say, because she stabbed him in the chest. He stabbed him in the chest, which is a problem. But they were saying that it was an accident. And for 2 months, this young lady was not in jail. That's a problem. So, but I have my other host on the line.
Hey, ladies. Lady it's
Justice.
Lucy.
Lady Justice and Lucy. Hello?
Hey, ladies. It's Lucy. I'm here, too.
Checking in is Lady J.
And can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, I was just giving some information on toxic behavior and how we need to stop normalizing that. What are your thoughts? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So my thoughts are and I think we do it, how do I want to say it? Without even thinking about it. We go through so much stuff, we fail to realize that most of the things that we're going through are toxic. Or maybe we've seen somebody else go through it and think it's okay to go through it, so we don't see it as being toxic. We see it as, oh, well, that's just them. And I know you said that a lot, Cotton. You said we need to stop allowing people to say that it's okay, because it's not. We need to recognize what's toxic and let it go.
Lady J. Cotton, can you ladies hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Lucy. Hey, ladies.
Hey, Lucy Lou.
Hey, Lady J, how are you?
Girl, something close to awesome.
Something what?
something close to awesome.
Something close to awesome. I love that. I love that. Thank you for having me on again, Cotton and ladies. I'm happy to be here this evening.
So what do you think about being toxic?
You said about toxic behaviors?
Uh-huh. Are you toxic?
Oh, no. I don't think I would not consider myself a toxic person. I have very little patience with people who have toxic behavior, just because it's just not something that I choose to, you know, be around. I think that when you are around people who have toxic behavior, whether it's, you know, knowingly or unknowingly, they are just, you know, demonstrating toxic behavior, it can cause, you know, it to be just negative, you know, energy. And so you have to make the conscious decision to be able to remove yourself from the situation, no matter who is distributing the toxic behavior. You have to be able to, you know, protect yourself and keep yourself safe, and that's mentally and physically. So, no, I think that toxic behavior stems from a lot of unresolved issues that, you know, happen in people's everyday life that are just not dealt with. And so they learn different types of behavior, and those behaviors become toxic.
That's
okay.
A good point.
Yeah, makes sense. Can you guys hear me this time?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Course.
Hey, Cotton.
Yeah, because I've been talking, and every time I start talking, I get cut off. I'm like, can y'all hear me? Like, I'm in speaking right now.
Actually, I could not hear you for a while.
Yeah, so.
Somebody didn't want you to talk about toxic behavior or didn't want us to hear it.
Yeah, because... Yeah, I was actually speaking on the situation that happened with the young lady who stabbed her boyfriend in the chest, and they had been arguing or fighting. Well, she had been abusing him basically, and he didn't get out of it. And you could see one incident where he was they were on the elevator. And she just starts punching him, and then a short while later, he ended up dead. And when the police came, she told them that it was an accident, that she threw the knife and it ended up hitting him in the chest, when in actual reality, she actually stabbed him in the chest. Because, of course, 2 months later, after they see all of this stuff, they find all these text messages and videos and stuff of her being abusive, they find out that she was abusing him. They both were internet people who influencers who had over a million followings. They both have a network, I think, of something like $500,000 or something like that. They were pretty okay people, you know. They were financially, they were okay. And
is this
but
a
I don't know
story, Cotton?
Yes, this is a very recent story.
Well,
so,
do you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And so I was going to say part of the problem too, especially with our men, is they think they can handle it. These little punches don't matter. Oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, no. See, somebody, her mama, her brothers, her sister, somebody should have snatched her real quick. His sisters, his mama should have snatched her real quick. Because I promise you, if my sons tell me that some woman, I'm coming for her. You can't hit her, but I can.
Period.
I can hit her. I'm gonna show her. I ain't playing. Just like you would expect your brother or your dad or somebody to come. If a man put their hands on you, that's what your female people are for. Like, call them. Don't feel like it's a punk move, because it's not. It could possibly save your life. Y'all men need to get out of that habit of saying, oh, I don't want to look weak. Who cares? You want to look dead? Would you rather look dead or would you rather look weak? Which one? I'm confused. That's all I'm saying.
You want to look dead?
Like, but that young man, and these people are in their 20s. They're in their 20s. I think they were both under 25.
These are kids.
Yeah, but there are a lot of stories like that where people think that, oh, that's just them being them. No, that's not. That is there's something wrong with that person, but you're normalizing their behavior, and it's not normal. It's not normal for me to be sitting up arguing with you every day. That's not normal. Don't make it normal.
Yeah.
So you know what? I need to get you some help because one of us ain't going to make it up out of here in a minute. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, let me leave.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, what are your thoughts?
I just think that, you know, from personal experiences and life and everything, you know, men are a lot less likely to report their girlfriend being aggressive or being the abuser or being the toxic one in the relationship. They hold their cards very close to their chest when it comes to that. And, you know, as unfortunate as it is, like, a lot of men stay in abusive relationships too, you know, just as women. It's just, you know, the reports that you get and the reports that you hear, you know, when it comes to situations like this, it's not the same. They're not equal. You know, there's so much more or less reporting when it comes to, you know, a man in this situation versus when a woman is in the situation. And then, you know, women are more afraid to come forward now just because either they're not believed or, you know, it becomes this big thing, but then there's no further, you know, action taken in that process. And so it is extremely alarming at the rate of the young people, like you said, Cotton, between the ages of 18 to 30 that are in very toxic, abusive relationships. And it has become almost the norm. Like, it's normalized. And there's nothing normal about being in a relationship and you are fighting one another physically and you are verbally disrespecting one another. And, you know, it's just, when it gets to a place like that, I think that it needs to be dissolved because it's nothing healthy about it. And it just spirals. And like you said, someone ends up dead or in jail.
Mhm. Yep, so, and it's not supposed to be like that. What were you saying?
Why do we choose to stay in those types of relationships? Does anybody know?
Comfort, complacent.
Oh, complacent is definitely a good one.
It's what we're used to. Well, I know this person. No, you don't. Not really. You never really know anybody.
That's right.
You never really know anybody. You can think you do, but you know
yeah.
some things about that person, but you really don't know that person.
I think
some people are afraid to be alone. That's the other thing. Some people are afraid to be alone.
Yeah.
I think that more than anything. I'm afraid to be alone, afraid of starting over.
Yeah.
Afraid
yep.
of. I walked out after 30 years or however many years, right?
I failed. That fear of not knowing. Yep.
Yeah. Failed myself. You know, I went through all this time. I wasted all this time, and now I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's a really big one, Lady J, for a lot of people, that fear of being alone and just not knowing what that next chapter looks like because for so long you have only seen one thing, you know. It's only been one, you know, one point of view. And so, you know, once you don't have that viewpoint anymore and you have to look for a different direction, you feel lost and confused and like, what in the world that I'm going to do now? I think that's like
right.
that feeling, right? That feeling alone, you know, fear cripples. Fear is a crippling emotion. It cripples people from living. It cripples people from existing. It cripples people from moving, you know, out of that comfort zone. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing for sure.
Mhm. I'm at a place where I think I'm probably the one of the people. I don't mind starting over. I don't mind kicking you out the door if I see you ain't doing something right. It's time to go. I'm gonna leave or you gonna leave. Yeah, it's time to go. You should never. I think my mother said to me some years ago. My son said it too. They said they're not like me. And one of my friends said it to me. They said we're not you. We can't be by ourselves. And I said, what makes you think I want to be by myself? I don't want to be by myself, but I refuse to live the rest of my life in a toxic situation. I don't care if we just friends. I don't care if it's a husband. I don't care if it's I don't care if it's my kids.
Yeah.
You got to go. If you causing me some anguish and I can't do this, we're not going to do this because I'm going to have a conversation with you about it. And if you're not willing to make any changes, let me get out your way because apparently I ain't what you want.
And see, that's where I think experience comes in, Cotton, because I feel like when you get to a point where you're like, these are the things that I will not accept anymore, then you're at that point where you're like, I don't mind moving and up and just and changing everything because what the alternative is, I will not accept, I will not deal with. So getting in that mind frame that saying, yeah, I've been there, done that, not doing it again.
Right. And a lot of people, they're afraid. They're just afraid. They don't know how to just do life without having that extra person there. And I'm thankful that I think I've mastered the art of being by myself. I've mastered the art of being by myself just because I don't want to have to go through that. I don't want to have to go through that. So, you know, I pray that eventually people get it and start, you know, doing things differently. But, you know, it takes some, like, it takes some maturity. It takes some, like you said, experience and growing in life. We're going to take a quick break, a quick intermission. But if you want to call in, the call-in number is 516-531-9861. And if you got to press 1 so that I know you got something you want to say. Also, I want you to go, if you're in the Las Vegas area, check out my friends at Stuff My Turkey. Stuff My Turkey in Las Vegas. They have some of the best turkey legs. I know Christmas is coming up. Y'all check them out. Check them out. Check them out. It's your girl, Cotton Campbell. We're going to take a quick intermission, and we'll come right back.
Okay. Hey, this is St. James, and you're tuning in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and Let's Talk About It, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
Let's get it, baby. And we're back. Hey, ladies.
Hey, hey, so. Hey, Cotton.
Yes. So,
hey, ladies.
Is Lady Jay there? Yeah, she's on the board.
Okay, cool.
I pulled up the young lady was the only fans model, and they both had OnlyFans pages, but this young lady had from what they were saying about her. She was also abusive to her previous boyfriends, which nobody did anything about. These men, because she's cute or she's pretty, that you don't. I've literally heard a man say, "Well, I don't want to call the police on her." So, do you want us to be calling the coroner for you? Because it's either your life or hers. You don't have no idea what this woman will do if you don't put a stop to it. Like, at some point, you got to stop it. But, like I said, if you got sisters, a mom, an aunt that you know is a rider, call her. She'll take care of your lightweight for you. Because I'm that mom. That's one of my sons or my daughters. I'm still the rider, period. I'm not playing that. But this young lady was 26, so I was wrong. She's 26, and I was like, man, these kids, they don't know what they're doing. But when you get a chance, ladies, if you watch the video that thing that I sent you, you'll see her blatantly abusing. Like, she is going in on this man. Period. Like, it makes no sense. Did you guys have any other input on this topic?
Yeah, I think that for me, Cotton, is I think it's not so much of really like people, it is about people's toxic behavior. But I think that the problem that concerns me the most, no one wants to ever get involved. No one ever wants, it's not my problem. I there's nothing that I can do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't do anything. And then, you know, and then when something happens, it's like, oh, we could have did more. We should have did more. But my thing is that when you see something, then you say something. And I think that that's just the, just the most common sense bottom line. Nobody ever wants to get anyone in trouble. No one's looking for, you know, to run around. I mean, well, I can't say not everyone. I mean, there are a few who just, like, intensely, you know, looking for it. But, you know, my point is I just feel like if you see something, say something. Nobody ever wants to get involved if a girl, you know, is hitting a guy in the, you know, the head. People want to pull out their phones and laugh, but no one's calling the authorities, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. You know, people just don't want to get involved. They turn their head, you know, and I'm seeing that more and more common in, you know, this world that we're living in, is that people just want to mind their own business and they don't want to get involved because they don't want to cause issues or bring any kind of attention to themselves, and so they just don't get involved. And I think that that's the most alarming part.
Yeah, well, I feel like this: if you can pick up your phone to record, you can pick up your phone and call the police first. Period.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's crazy. But if you're going through domestic violence, the domestic violence hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E, which is 7233. 800-799-SAFE 7233 is the domestic national domestic violence hotline. Please, if you're going through anything like that, reach out to somebody. Let somebody know you know, get some type of help for yourself. But you should never be going through anything that's toxic because you, because I feel like this, we're all worth, you should know your self-worth. Let me say it that way. You should know your self-worth. And once you understand your self-worth, you're not tolerating nothing, not even the, you can't call me the B-word. You can't look at me sideways and think I'm going to be okay with every time you do. No, we're not going to do that at all. Like you have to gain some type of confidence in who you are as a human being, period. Don't matter what you look like, don't matter if you big, small, skinny, it don't matter. Whatever that is, you need to know that you are just as beautiful as the next person. Period. You know, I'm still gonna put it out there. Tyler Perry's looking for me, he just don't know it yet. I'm going to keep saying that until he finds me.
I just want to write for him.
That's how confident I am, okay?
I just want to write for the brother. I sent him a letter a long time ago about writing for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's all
but
I'm saying.
You know what? When you were talking, I was just listening to you, Cotton, and I was just like, you know, it's just really sad that, and I'm so glad that there's numbers provided for, like the, you know, domestic violence hotline and, you know, the suicide hotline 988 if, you know, you need to call for suicide and crisis, even crisis. You know, you may not necessarily be suicidal or you might not necessarily be in a life-threatening situation per se, but if you're having a crisis and you need to talk to someone, you know, that number is to call, you know, during a crisis could be anything. You know what I'm saying? If you have like a complete meltdown and you need to go out to your car and you just need to, you know, that is a line to be able to pick up and just be able to talk to someone and get help. And I think that that is just so important. You know, Twitch, Stephen Boss, he just passed away from, he committed suicide and he was on Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. He started on So You Think You Can Dance. And, it's just tragic, you know, because you see people, you really don't know what people are going through and what people are facing in their everyday life. And then you add, you know, toxic relationships to the things that people are already dealing with. And that sometimes just pushes people beyond a point they feel like they can come past. And I just want everybody to know that you are loved and that there is nothing out here in this world that cannot be overcome. Nothing. I've been through it all, you know, and so you can make it. You can fight and push through. And nothing is impossible.
Absolutely. I agree. I totally agree. Because I'm there. I've been there with you. There was times that I wanted to walk right into the river and just
Absolutely. Be
like, you know what, I'm done with this. But I had four beautiful children that, you know, I was like, well, I can't leave my kids.
Yeah.
Then I say, well, man, I can't do that. I'm too chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm too chicken to do that. I can't do it. I don't know how y'all do that. I can't do it.
I feel like when people are in situations like that, they just feel like they're not loved and that no one's going to understand the problem, the current situation, the problem right here at hand. And I say to that is that the people who really love you, the people who really support you, even if it's two people or 20, those people will be there. They will be there to help you pick up the pieces, and they will be there to help, you know, clean up those wounds and, you know, they will help you. There are people in your corner who will fight for you. And if you feel like you don't have anybody in your corner to fight for you, that is what those lines are for. The suicide prevention line and the domestic violence line and the crisis hotline, those lines are to be able to call. Don't feel like you have anybody that you can pick up the phone and say, I need help.
Absolutely. Again, we have about 7 minutes left of the show. That National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233 or SAFE. Again, 800-799-SAFE-7233 for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Don't be afraid to call and speak to someone. You don't have to tell them your name. You don't have to tell them who you are. You can just call and talk to somebody anonymously if that's what you need and if that's what you're going through. Lady Justice, are you still with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. We can hear you. Did you have anything to add to that?
I do. And what I would like to add to that is I think that we need to be proactive. We need to be more proactive in how we handle ourselves, people that we love. We say we love each other, but how do we show that? So I'm going to challenge everybody. I'm going to put a challenge out there. And I'm going to say, if you really love somebody, I'm going to challenge you to start reaching out to them more. Because the more you reach out, the less another person can do to minimize, to put somebody in a corner. Like, say somebody is in a domestic violence situation or relationship. Nobody ever calls them. Nobody ever checks on them. They're just at home being tormented, tortured, harassed, abused. Nobody even knows it. But these are the people that we say we love. So sometimes by being proactive, right, and saying, hey, I'm going to call my friend up just to say, hey, how you doing? That may be the moment.
Friends or family. Or, you know, I check on people on Facebook that I've never even met before. Never. I ain't never met them. But I do it just because I want to, you know, I ain't heard from you. Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay. All right. I thought, you know, because you people
were
post things on social media.
You were on my mind.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You don't even have to really like me, but I could have ran across your mind that day. And you know what? That phone call could have saved my life.
Yeah.
Because just
at that
moment, an argument with somebody. How many times have you called me and I was like, oh, my God, best friend. I need to call you.
We've definitely had those moments.
So I'm going to throw that chat there and just challenge everybody to call somebody.
Yep.
Call somebody you have not talked to
in a while and just say, I was thinking about you.
What about that person that was probably waiting for somebody to call them?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody.
Yep.
Anybody.
And now you can't even say, you can't even use the excuse that you didn't have time, because sometimes you can shoot a quick text message. Calling that, I just got so busy. You've been busy for the last 6 months? What's going on? I'm confused.
No,
like, it takes 2 seconds to send a quick text message that said, hey, I was thinking about you. You good? Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for checking on me.
You can scroll down Facebook in an instant.
Yep. but we give attention to what we deem is important to us. And I feel like if you're not reaching out, that means that's not important to you. If you don't, you know, because I've scrolled through my friends list a few times, and I do it probably every 6 months I go through my friends list. And every time that I do, I find that somebody that I was once communicating with that I hadn't checked on in a while is no longer with us. They're gone. They're deceased.
That's right.
And it's a shocker, always a shocker to me. Like, oh, dang. I was wondering why I hadn't heard from this person anymore. I thought maybe they just got off social media or whatever. Just recently, I found out a young lady who's also an author. She passed away. I had no idea. No idea. She passed away a few months back. No idea. I'm like, come on. So I said, you know, when we stop taking life for granted, then maybe we'll be a better race, of a human race. But right now, we're still taking life for granted. You know, the Twitch, Steven Twitch boss, that thing hit hard because you really wasn't expecting that. Like, wait, this dude is 40.
Yeah.
And you just seen him on TikTok dancing and just as happy and, you know.
Yeah.
And not even 24 hours later, he's gone?
My face is still
large. That was crazy. That was, I still think there's more to that story, but I'm not going to speak
there
on
is.
That because I'm just not. My spirit tells me that there's a whole lot more to that story than what's been told, but I said I'll let
there
them.
Is.
The truth will come out.
Yeah, it will. It absolutely 1,000% will.
Yeah.
It definitely is. When I first heard it, that was the first thing out of my mouth. So
when I read what she said to the police, I said, no, there's something. She's not telling the truth. She's lying.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely lying.
Something's wrong.
Because that doesn't even make sense.
Something's wrong. Something ain't right. Something smells suspicious.
Yeah. Very, very. But, you know, hey. I was like, whew. That was a tough one. I will say that was a tough one because you seen him on the Ellen DeGeneres and he was just always so happy and upbeat and da 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 da. And it's like, wow.
Like I'm obsessed with So You Think You Can Dance. I've been watching it from day one, and also Dancing with the Stars. I'm just a dance person, and I seen him when he first came on the show. He was living, you follow someone's career, and like you said, I think it kind of hit me the same way Robin Williams hit me. You know, I wasn't expecting
it. To watch him evolve, he wasn't on no drugs. He wasn't, he wasn't an abusive person. He was just a happy person. And you could see it all in his. I said, there's nothing about this man's demeanor that says he's having a rough time.
Yeah.
Nothing. We got 36 seconds left, and we're going to get off of here, ladies. Thank you all for joining us. You can always listen to any of our shows on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple. We're on over 60 platforms, so check us out, and you can listen to any of these shows. If you missed the live, you can go back and listen to the recorded session on any of them. But this is your girl, Cotton Campbell, Lucy, Patricia B., and Lady Justice, and this is Let's Talk About It. Any last words, ladies?
I love you, ladies. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed every time, and I look forward to next week.
Yes.
I'd love to reach out and touch somebody, you guys.
Reach out and touch somebody.
And thank you to the Michael Gay Network for having us on every month. We appreciate that very much.
It's definitely
an honor.
We appreciate you today.
We appreciate you.
And we have some big things coming up in 2023, so make sure you stay tuned, follow us, and we are out of here. You know my motto, peace, love, and loyalty, God before man, spirit before flesh, and love before what? Love before hate. And here we're going to take you out with some Faith Games.
That one right here. You know what? I'm actually tired of this love cycle.
Yeah.
First we argue, then we cool. It's crazy. To be real with you, baby, I just don't want to do it anymore. My love is gone. Yeah. Call it what you want, but I may walk.
Wondering how you can get me back, baby. 'Cause I've been gone too long, and it's driving you crazy. Oh, how you will miss my love, honey. Why did I leave? You knew I had to go. I see you think it's funny. Don't you come close to me. this ain't no